Welcome to the Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Moed Katan Daf Tes in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Sheni starting Halacha Beis in the middle of Amud Aleph. Zog the Mishnah. V'chen mi shaya yeinoy b'soy chabor. One has wine in the pit. V'hiro ovel oines o'sheitu. And he was supposed to take care of this wine before the Moed, before Yom Tev. But there was a veilus that happened to him, oines, another oines, or heitu, workers that were supposed to come to work did not show up. Zoylif v'goymer, he finishes the process of the wine and puts it into the barrels. V'gav kedarko, and he seals the barrels normally. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. He says, no, you don't go and finish up the process. Just put wood on top. And the wood will keep the wine, even though there may be some hefsed, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, hefsed muot, we're not going to allow you to do melocha chol hamoed to avoid it. But it only hefsed merubis, so that's what they learned to put wood. So Gemara Rav Zohiro loy omar ela v'chen mishayoyim v'toy chabor. Haketchilo osur. Meaning he already started the process. He harvests the grapes, he put it into the winery, and he's in the middle of the process, then he can finish. But to start a process on Chol HaMoed, you can't, even though it'll be davar of it. Says the Gemara, what's the case? If we talk about it's time to harvest came before Chol HaMoed, but he didn't do it. Hu chotal nafshi. So he is a chayta, meaning he was mechaven to have a melacha in Chol HaMoed. He knew he should do it before. So of course we're not going to allow him to do it in Chol HaMoed. If it didn't came the time to harvest before, so he can last. Meaning, then why can't he just wait after Chol HaMoed? That's Pirush number one in Rav Chaim. Or Pirush number two, if he realized suddenly in Chol HaMoed that something happened and he must harvest, so he's allowed to do it Chol HaMoed. Because it's now Dover of it, which was not done on purpose. Hello, Zok Demoy, Kiran Kaimi, Shigiaz Mono, Livtsoy, Ava Sover, Do you Chol Kaim? Veloikom. The time to harvest came before, but he felt that these trees have some more time to wait. He wasn't worried about harvesting right away. And then he realized it was a mistake. He should have harvested right away, and now he's holding in Dover of it. And in this we say that if he started the process, you let him continue. If he didn't start the process, we don't let him to continue. So then we have Shirin Bar Yanai. Now a similar story happened with Shirin Bar Yanai. Kotov Karmi Boyado. He was harvesting his vineyard in the Moyed. In a case like this, that he thought that he had time, he didn't have time, but the process started, so he continued in Chol HaMoed. Chamuni kol amo v'katfu masrei. So everybody saw him doing it. They said, okay, this is allowed, so they did it as well. Even though they did not have the same reasoning that he had. Peshaso chori. So the next year, similar story happened to him, but shavke v'yovesh. He did not harvest it, and he allowed it to dry out because he didn't want people to learn from him to harvest on Chol HaMoed. What happened? The Oilam learned what he did the year number one. The Kilkul, the Yolah to harvest the Chol HaMoed. And they didn't learn from the second time when he let it dry out. Meaning they only want, they learned what's convenient for them, and they didn't learn from the second time. Continues the one Daftes Amud Beis. Rav Chiya Ba'ashi B'Shem Rav, Hu Hori Shari Mi'avdano B'Moyado. Ha'aro is a net. And you're allowed to do in Chol HaMoed, Latsud Ba Dog Im HaMoed, in order to capture dog that he's going to use in the Chol HaMoed. Yehuda Oiri Be'ilim Muhalayo, these sifters, Shari Mavdin Bo Me'ado Latsoy HaMoed. You could do it in the Moed if you're going to use it in the Moed. Ravami Ara Be'ilim Pompayo, you're allowed to these Kli, which is grates, Shari Mavdin Bo Me'ado Latsoy HaMoed. If you do, you're allowed to make it, prepare it in the Moed if you're going to use it in Chol HaMoed. You can take these different kalim, these different pots and bowls, and heat them up in order for them to be finished, so you can use them in Chol HaMoed. Shmuel Omar Zavtin Garba V'lo Zavtin Kuzoso. You can coat a large barrel, but not a small pitcher. Something garpo de zifto dak takiro. When you're putting a large barrel, so the coat is very little, it's very minimal. So something kuzoso de zifasto glido. But when you coat a small pitcher, you're putting a fuller pitch over there, and therefore it's bigger tircha. Is the mechalfin, some turn it around, some switch it around. Zavti kuzoso, you could do a small pitcher. But let's zavti garpo, not a large barrel. Zavti kuzoso shi shah. It's a temporary thing which you're going to use on Chol HaMoed. For example, garbo shili shoyis. But the bigger one you're going to leave for a long time. That's right after Chol HaMoed. That's why you can't do it. Halacha Gimel sagt in Mishnah, Machnis Odom Piroisov Mipnei Agavnovim. Prisik could go and put his fruits inside so his people will not steal it. Vishoyle Pishtono Minamisho, he could take out his linen, his flax, from the Misho, which is the place where they put him into water in order to prepare them. Vishushaloite Albed, if you leave it in the water for too long, it gets ruined. As long as he doesn't have to do it in Chol HaMoed, it just happened to be that it's there in Chol HaMoed, so he can go and stop what is happening and prevent a bigger loss. The kulam in all the cases we mentioned, if they did prepare and had something done because people just delayed what they need to do in order to do it in Chol HaMoed when they have free time, so then you let it get lost, Beis Din will be me'abed this item. Zok the Gemara, the loy kerabiyud, it's not kerabiyud, the Rabiyud Omar Yoshe Vishoymer. He says, if you have fruits, and you don't want it to be stolen, just sit down there and guard it. You're not allowed to go and shlep the fruits into the storage place. Rav Yaakov Baracho Vishor Abonon said, Pramakjo Avodo, lost Pramakjo, which means merchandise, Shoymer Telal Tabriyadu, you're allowed to carry in Chol HaMoed. Continues the Gemara, Rav Yaakov Baracho Vishor Abiyoso, Hadosh Shayaroso, you have a Shayaro, meaning you have people that are merchants, they're coming to buy and sell stuff. Sure, mizbu minov imoyadi, you can buy for them in Chol HaMoed, because if you're not going to buy now, it'll be davar of it. Have a yoda de shayaso meyul umizlo avidato. According to Rav Chaim Shah, this is a new case, meaning he knows the shayar is about to come to the city. They're going to come, and there's merchants going to come and sell stuff in a cheap price. And he right now has merchandise to sell. He wants to sell before they come in. So my money yoda dole mizbon vu pochus bin ago yasbin. If he knows that if he's not going to sell, he's going to lose from his profit, so he can sell. But if he's not going to lose that much from the profit, he should not sell, even though maybe competition will be more fierce. Hola b'yisi barbun ago v'karno kerinu. Meaning, do you treat the principal and the profit alike? In yoda dole mizbin pochus bin karno yasbin v'loy lo yasbin. He comes to argue, he says no. If he's not gonna sell now, he's gonna lose from his principal. So then you allow him to sell. But if by not selling now, he will not lose from the principal. He's gonna lose from the profit. Then you don't allow him to sell in Chol HaMoed before the Shaira comes. Lasuto is a cover of a boat of a ship. You're allowed to buy in Chol HaMoed if you need it for the moed. He gave orders to Rabbi Shai Rabbi Shimi that he was going on a boat. He was going to sail. And he says like this, you know, you're going to go and sell. You can go do business. And the boat will wait for you. And you're going to come back and you're going to be able to use the money to buy food for Yontev and drink with us. Zovin. Then you can go and do business. If not, in other words, you're not going to be able to enjoy it in Chol HaMoed, don't do this business in Chol HaMoed. Similarly, the Gemara brings up Yoino Botzre, that's his place. He came to a place called Batro. Havali Safrin, he had Sfarim to sell. Shola Avuno Maomiz Banantu Bimoyado, can I sell in Chol HaMoed? Omele Miachti at Bimoyado, Shoti at Konditoin. Meaning, if he's going to make you happy in the Moyad, so you're going to come and drink Kondito, which is a type of a drink. So by selling this farm, he's going to have more money to use for Chol HaMoed than he could do in Chol HaMoed. If not, he should not do it in Chol HaMoed. So the klal is, you could do business for something that will be beneficial for Chol HaMoed itself. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Moed Katan Daf Tes.